You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, August 18th, 2017, week 215 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Friday, it's time for some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is 21. Jim Sturgess.
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
Kevin Spacey. John Cho?
No, other Asian dude.
The dude from Disturbia.
Yes.
Quizás.
And then what's her face? Lois Lane, that Superman movie we were talking about.
Kate Bosworth.
Yes, her.
Jeff Ma. Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Yu is the name of the Asian guy.
Lawrence Fishburne. It's so weird. Lawrence Fishburne has like his own storyline in that movie.
Yeah.
It's like so separate from everyone else's. Really weird thing going on in that movie.
Based on a true story, but in real life, everyone was Asian.
Yeah, and they weren't like, I don't think they were as cool as this group.
They
try to
make, they really glamorized this.
Yeah, they were really, I've seen the documentary about it before this movie came out.
Like Taking Down the House or something like that?
Something like that. And yeah, it's a lot more like math nerdy people.
Bringing down the house.
I don't think they were as like covert and like undercover as these guys were.
Yeah, I don't think so. So, yeah. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I like it. I like that movie a lot, actually. My recommendation is Sing. It's about, I talked about it earlier in the week, animals singing. Got a lot of good voice actors and a lot of deep storylines you wouldn't think in a movie about animals singing, animated. But yeah, so it's a lot of fun, good songs, good stuff.
Yeah. On Netflix today, Dino Trucks Season 5. Glitter Force Doki Doki Season 1, I Am Sam, Marvel's Defenders, What Happened to Monday. On Netflix tomorrow, the 19th, Hide and Seek, and on Netflix on Sunday, the 20th, Camera Store. And that's why we don't play with coins.
Yes, because they podcast, fall, and, they make fall and make noise.
Yeah, so that seems like a good group.
Yeah. Good group of stuff coming out.
Mainly the Defenders.
Yeah, mainly that, which I will probably have watched before we do the podcast, I think. It's like only 8, right? It's only 8 episodes.
Yeah. So it's only 8 hours.
Yeah, only 8 hours. I'm going to do that. It's less than like 13 or 12 or whatever they usually do.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, they could have cut out a couple of these episodes, right?
Yeah, these episodes are a little unnecessary if you ask me.
Yeah.
So how was your week?
My week was all right. Not bad. Can't complain. Oh, I went to Korean barbecue this week.
Nice.
It was delicious.
Is that your first time?
No, I've been like several times. Like, well, that's my third time. So 3 times I've been. But yeah, I love Korean barbecue.
Nice. Was it like all you can
ate
eat?
So much food. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it limits you like, it says it limits you like 39 items. I don't know if that's per table or like per person.
It seems like a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot either way. We didn't get there. But yeah, it was really good. Dug that. Other than that, just working. Yeah, nothing too else going on. Yeah. What have you been up to though?
Mainly just working, and then on Friday I drove up to LA. Went to the Ingrid Goes West screening, and then while I was there, our friend Mylin was like, hey, do you want to go to this party? And I'm like, sure. And it was a style hall at a party, because I guess it was BeautyCon in LA, which is like for beauty YouTubers. I think Revlon sponsors it. It's like,
and that's like almost an after party. Put one of
no, that's for, like during the daytime.
Oh, it's that's like at the same place.
No, it's a different place.
Okay.
So what like I would do was like an after party.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like BeautyCon.
No, I'm saying BeautyCon. This is like one of the after
but
parties
like BeautyCon,
for BeautyCon.
I assumed it was like a convention. It's not like a convention. It's just pretty much like a place for...
I was assuming it was a convention.
For these YouTubers
the
to get together.
The word con in it.
Yeah.
I assume that word is convention, but...
Yeah, I don't think it is a convention.
I guess not nowadays.
So, yeah. So I just pretty much like got dinner with her and then... Like, when we're in her parking lot of her apartment, like, there's, like, a parking thing underneath the building.
Yeah.
There's this car, and it said like had this weird license plate and had these stickers all over the car. It was like a like weird paint scheme and everything.
Yeah.
And it was like a YouTuber. And I was like, you know, there's a person that like lives, that like parks right in front of your car that's like a YouTuber. And she's like, yeah, my whole building is YouTubers.
Oh, really?
She's like,
it's like a specific YouTube building.
No. It's just like
happenstance.
Yeah. Like these people move out to LA because they try to become famous YouTubers.
Yeah.
So she's like, every day when I see people, like girls in the elevator, they have their camera phones out, like recording. They're like always recording.
Huh.
It's like, how strange.
Weird.
So then, yeah, we went to this party and it was just so weird because everyone was like very stylish. And then it was like me and like jeans and a t-shirt. If you go to my Instagram, yeah, you can see the picture.
You didn't know really.
I didn't know what it was. I thought it was just like a, when I think party, I still think birthday party for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a birthday party.
Yeah.
Because I don't think of like corporate parties, sponsored parties,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an open bar, so I had some drinks. And then got some cotton candy. It was weird, though. It was just, I was, like, talking to all these people, and I was like, what do you do? And they're like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, they're like, what do you do? I was like, I sell airplane parts.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I don't
know. Well, it's interesting when you're, it's like, everyone in the business in a certain place. So when you, it's like a networking
type of thing.
On top of that.
But then there's, like, a pool in the middle of this lounge, like, rooftop thing.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a security guard who's like, yeah, don't walk close to the pool. He was, that's his job, was to tell people not to walk close to the pool.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this is so weird.
So is that like a, what was the play? What kind of building was it?
I think it was like a hotel slash like residential slash office building.
Okay. Yeah, I was like wondering what it is during the day.
I think it's just like a restaurant and bar with the pool.
So it's like somewhere that was rented out.
Yeah, they rented it out for this party.
Got it. It was like, I didn't know if it was like an apartment complex.
I have no idea like
what it is.
It was just so strange. It was, I was like, are they going to let us in like this? And she's like, yeah, I'm on the list. And I was like, I'm dressed so weird.
Yeah, that's interesting. You just get on the list and you do whatever you want, I guess.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I was like, I feel like this is a scam. Like, I feel like everyone here is just scamming like some super rich investor somewhere that he doesn't even know where his money is.
Yeah. He doesn't know where it's going.
It's going to like, and it's going to like
fund these parties.
Fund like these open bar. But yeah, it was really interesting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is what people my age do. Apparently.
Well, in this, that industry and that town.
Yeah.
Too.
So, yeah, that was about the most exciting thing, I think, in my week. And then Saturday, we hung out, watched movies all day.
Yeah, that was fun.
And
you saw a bunch of movies you hadn't seen.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And then,
didn't get to the games, but
no,
it's all right.
It's okay.
I played some Mario Kart. Some
Watch me play Switch. Splatoon for a little bit.
That was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
That was fun. Nothing really else exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is an 8-minute long episode so far, so.
Political week.
It's crazy political. Well, on my way home, I bought a Warhammer set.
Yeah.
Age of Sigmar. I'm going to paint all these little miniatures miniature army.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. And apparently I can play with that, with just what I bought.
Mm.
I paint both of them and play like a 2-player game with that.
Yeah.
So that's excited.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
And then I was like, I should go back and paint other miniatures for games that the miniatures come unpainted.
Yeah.
Like Reign of Cthulhu. I saw a thing online where someone went in and painted their miniature figures.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you have like specific colors you already picked out and stuff?
Yeah, and I bought a whole set of basic colors. Mm. But then I bought, there's like a set you can get that has all the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, do I have to paint it these colors? And he's like, no. He's like, do you want to switch out some of the colors? And I'm like, yeah. And so I took like the colors I like neon, like snot green and like weird colors.
Mm-hmm. The dark and neon.
Like the neon colors and dark colors.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I didn't really do much this week. Just work.
Trim here.
And then, yeah, I think I just did work. What was I going to say? Completely blanking out right now. Anyways, crazy political week.
Yeah.
There was that riot, the protests and riots in Charlottesville, Virginia?
I believe so. Yeah, because we're like reacting, we're just hanging out here. And just like, what happened online? And just like the crazy protests and anti-protests. And then we're like getting a bunch of misinformation.
Well, apparently, White House aides tried to explain the president's statement Saturday, which failed to condemn white supremacists.
What was it? I was watching the news this morning and they were saying something like, they're saying a White House official says this, but he's like an unnamed official. He's like, I condemn, like, we're including condemnation of the KKK and Nazis and stuff, but they're like, it was an unnamed White House. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's the stuff you won't put your name on? It's like bizarre. It's nuts. Don't understand. I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's weird.
About what's going on. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy to me.
Yeah, just don't know.
Like, who is thinking this is a good idea?
Don't know what the point is.
It's just like, is that going to help you win?
Yeah, like, what are you trying to accomplish? And what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? What are they trying to do? That's crazy.
And like, why do you think driving your car into a crowd is going to help that?
Yeah. There's just no logic. It's really weird.
But I think the thing goes back to what you were saying, where it's like, well, no one's going to say anything about it anyways.
Yeah. It's just pretty...
like, no one speaks out against it.
Yeah, because it's the Trump thing, like... okay, so like the same side that's saying you have to call them Islamic terrorists won't say I condemn KKK and Nazi. Like they're afraid to say that those words.
Yeah.
Like it's weird. They won't say some words, but they'll say these words. But they don't. It shouldn't be a distinct. They should either be for everything saying it or like it's weird. It just doesn't. Mm-hmm. None of the like the. Not, it seems to contradict what their philosophy would be to me, but. But apparently not, because he's like, seemed, if you're not saying anything, you're obviously, it's more pro, because it's such a bad thing, I think. It's just like, you must be at least neutral to for it if you're
yeah,
not
if you're
saying,
not willing to speak out against it.
You can't be like, against it if
well,
you're
how are
really
you
going to
say like, the hate on both sides?
Yeah, it's like, what are you talking about? Like, we're hating hateful people? Is that, like, that's bad?
Yeah,
like I'm condemning hate speech as a bad thing? Like, how is that hate, like, bad hate?
Yeah.
That's weird. It just doesn't make any, like, those aren't equivalent things at all.
It's just bad.
But, yeah, that's the fact that the world is like that now and we got to question those things is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I feel like even, like, a year and a half, 2 years ago, this wouldn't be a thing, but in this world, it is. There's just, like, I don't know. I can't like think. I can't. Everything. Well, the way I think things are, they're not how they are.
Yeah.
And like, it's just shattering my worldview of everything.
I think like a year or two ago, I would have thought that like this wouldn't be an issue. Like,
yeah.
It's there, but it's not like.
It's there, but it's no big newsworthy thing and nothing like nothing actually ends up happening out of it. But now it's like no stuff's happening out of stuff. So that, and it just gives them more power when you don't condemn it at the highest level. You're like, oh. Like, he can't say anything for a reason. Like, they gotta be, like, emboldened by, oh, the president's not, like, strongly condemning us. He must, like, just being neutral statements because he's for us and just can't say it and stuff. It's, like, crazy.
It's because the swamp, man. The swamp doesn't want him to say it.
The evil media, they'll just criticize him whatever he says. So he's for us. He just won't say it. Like, oh, my gosh. That's, like, it's bringing bad stuff in this country.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything.
That's
else.
Kind of a downer.
Yeah, but it's real.
But yeah, it's real world. It's real life consequence.
We rewatched Guardians.
Oh yeah, Volume 2.
Volume 2.
That was good.
Yeah, I forget how.
It's so much fun.
It is.
That
so
movie's
cool.
Just like the like. Cause like, I always think like not like. I always forget, like, that movie, like, a lot of stuff's happening in that movie,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, oh, but only, like, this stuff, like, there's not there's much like, happens, but, like, a lot is happening in each scene and everything, and it's like, oh, I'm like, oh, we're at this part, we're almost at the end, but,
I forget that there is, like, so much separation. of all the Guardians.
Yeah, it's such a, like, a disparate movie, mm-hmm. in that, like, Rocket's got his own adventure, and then, like, the rest of them have their own adventure.
Yeah.
There's, like, two different stuff going on. So it's like, yeah, because the other movie, it's like them coming together, and then they're all together for, like, the rest. This is like
they're
them
splintered
start
off.
It together, and they splinter off.
Yeah.
And then come back together.
Yeah.
But that's fun.
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's all we got for this week.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Come back next week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Destiny Pizza.
I think it's
just A.
Oh.
Twitter, I think, is Destiny Pizzas.
Oh, I thought we were able to get it for...
Yeah, Destiny Pizza.
Got it.
Jeez. 17 people liked this with Jackie Chan.
Ooh. Cool.
So it's working. Almost, like...
There. I will like it, too.
Yeah. There you go.
Boom. That's, like, our favorite one. All right, Jackie Chan sells.
Yeah, Jackie Chan works.
That's how you do research, right? You just see something and then you, like, oversaturate it, and that's how bad movies get made.
Like, I thought the Stranger Things poster would do well.
I love that poster so much.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite.
So, yeah, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.